Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our weather forecast for today is calling for it to be partly cloudy with a high around 24. Winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. There will be a winter weather advisory in effect for some counties in western and southwest Iowa beginning at midnight tonight and running through noon on Saturday. That includes Harrison, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, where a total of 2 to 4 inches of snow is possible in those areas. Taking a look at some of the latest in weather-related announcements, the Adair Casey Guthrie Center, or ACGC schools, if you will, have a two-hour late start today. Audubon has a two-hour late start also, and no morning pre-K. Exira EHK, IKM Manning, and Panorama all have a two-hour late start. West Central Valley is running their buses on hard surface roads only for today. In the news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office say they were made aware of two scams Thursday morning. One was on a marketplace site, and it's unclear whether that's a Facebook marketplace or not, but the person was trying to sell items that are not really for sale. The scammers request payment through eBay cards. The second scam appears to originate from Cass County on a caller ID and shows a local number. The caller asks about an Apple computer account and wants to log on to your computer. In either case, you should not fall for those scams. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Thursday said a man who failed to appear on possession of a controlled substance and driving while barred charges was arrested Tuesday afternoon. Authorities say 48-year-old Alfred Henry Wright II of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail. Wright was transferred to the Mills County Jail and held on a $10,000 bond. A Council Bluffs man, 52-year-old Thomas Donald Boatwright, entered a plea of guilty Wednesday to 4 counts of coercion and enticement of a minor. His plea was received in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court. Boatwright is scheduled to be sentenced in Council Bluffs on June the 4th. He had worked as a foreign exchange coordinator and a host for a program in which students from other countries enrolled in a year of high school in the U.S. Students were assigned to a host family to live with while they attended high school. In February of last year, a student reported that a hidden camera was discovered in Boatwright's bathroom, where two minor foreign students had been assigned to live in his home as part of the program. An investigation unveiled that Boatwright used his cellular phone and computer to engage in conversations with students prior to and after arriving in the United States that were sexual in nature. Boatwright used his position as a foreign exchange coordinator and host parent to coerce and entice the students to engage in sexual activity. Officials at the Danish Windmill announced on Thursday that the organization has received an Iowa Arts and Culture Recovery Program grant from the Iowa Arts Council, a division of the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. The Iowa Arts and Cultural Recovery Program grant funds support recovery of expenses such as payroll, utilities, and PPE, as well as goods and services that were needed to transition during the pandemic and ensure a safe reopening. The Windmill's manager, Lisa Steen Riggs, said, "We're so grateful for receiving $15,600 from the Iowa Arts and Cultural Recovery Program grant. As a small nonprofit cultural heritage museum in rural Iowa, the value of receiving these public funds," she said, "cannot be understated." She added that, "We managed through the challenges, and although visitor attendance was down almost 40% from the previous year, we still were able to welcome almost 30,000 visitors originating from all 50 states and 21 different countries." To learn more about the Danish Windmill and how you can support the organization and about the projects, visit danishwindmill.com or contact them at 712-764-7472. The amount of water being released into the Missouri River from a key dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border will likely remain low this month because conditions remain dry and snowpack levels are below average throughout the region. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers said Thursday that it will keep the amount of water flowing out of Gavin's Point Dam at the winter release rate of 17,000 cubic feet per second. That means river levels will remain low heading into spring. Officials say it still appears that 2021 will be somewhat drier, and only about 89% of the normal amount of water is expected to flow down the Missouri River. Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, a Republican from Red Oak, says impeachment of the former President Donald Trump won't do anything to unify the country, and there's still a question about whether a private citizen can be impeached.
His actions have been totally opposite of that. With so many of the executive orders that he has signed already, they are very, very left-leaning liberal policies that will continue to divide the nation. You know, he's done that without engaging members of Congress.
And she says that President Biden spoke about unity in his inaugural address, but hasn't followed through.
His actions have been totally opposite of that. With so many of the executive orders that he has signed already, They are very, very left-leaning liberal policies that will continue to divide the nation. You know, he's done that without engaging members of Congress.
Ernst says she wants to work with Democrats to get things done, but their leadership isn't doing that.
The actions in the Senate of Chuck Schumer, you know, not agreeing upon the filibuster, you know, not agreeing that's an important part of our institution, and wanting to do away with minority rights in the Senate, which Republicans have upheld, you know, even against President Trump, we upheld the minority rights in the Senate. And Chuck Schumer is being very divisive.
Ernst says some Democrats are trying to work across the aisle to get things done.
I mean, there's a number of us that continue to work together to move forward on solutions. And right now, I just don't see that guidance coming from the administration thus far.
Senators were sworn in Tuesday to serve as jurors in the impeachment trial. The trial will start on February the 8th. Ernst made her comments during a weekly teleconference with reporters. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.